Travel and Leisure India brings to you audio stories that will help you travel to magical places with our words, while you stay home and stay safe. Episode number 9, Tale of a Foster Puppy in the Hills. I toppled from one corner of the room to the other, trying to walk on my own. I am tiny and a month old. I guess tumbling is normal and socially acceptable at my age. I must have done something amazing to have found such a loving foster home. These humans always smile at my antics. I wonder why. But I guess I like it when they get all happy around me. Over the last few days, I've realized that it is damn easy to please these humans. They pretty much find everything about me adorable. If I yawn, they all say "aw" in unison. If I sneeze, they immediately start taking my videos and often treat me with a cookie and a kiss. And if I try to bark in my mellow voice, they yell back saying, "We love you too." Well, can't say I'm complaining here. I love the intention and pampering. "Stormy, come here, little one." Ah, the comic voice again. Is it normal for these tall humans to change their tone every time they talk to a puppy? My sister, who is a minute older than me, told me that humans find it endearing when they baby talk with us. And we puppies have to pretty much deal with it our entire lives. Even when we grow old, humans somehow don't realize it and continue to treat us like tiny puppies. Once again, not complaining. My mother stays in a hostel in Bir, and so I've had an early start to being a backpacker. In fact, I was named by a foreigner who thought I would take the world by a storm. Well, he was quite right. I already have these four new humans wrapped around my little paw. From what I've gathered from the past few days of living in this house is that I'm on a vacation to get pampered. I'll finally get to live the meme-worthy doggo life, as my eldest sister once whispered to me as we pretended to sleep on a cold, windy night. I live in a small village where the landscape is painted with lush green fields. I love watching the tall trees sway to the tunes of the humming breeze. I love how the sun changes color from being bright orange to a nice shade of ripe mango yellow. Oh, and I love afternoons in the fields here. The sun rays fall on the thick grass like molten butter, and I feel like a happy little toast. Toast and butter. Sniff. I like the combo. I'm hungry. Okay, let's not deviate from my story now. I also like chasing colorful bugs here. The red ones with black polka dots on them are my favorites. Sometimes the other village dogs get yelled at by the local farmers for running all over their crops. My humans don't really let me socialize with the local dogs here. But don't worry about that. I'm currently devising a plan on how to sneak to the playground one afternoon when my humans are asleep. Did I mention about Anuja before? No? Okay. So she is my current mommy. She takes care of me. Before tucking me in bed every night, she tells me stories of Bir before the pandemic hit the world. Yes, I learned a new word, pandemic. Wonder if it smells like pancakes? Anyways, getting back to the point. Anuja keeps talking about how tourists would line up at cafes in Bir to grab the perfect cup of milky coffee and a slice of chocolate brownie. She loves talking about how paragliders often dotted the skies along the arc of rainbows here. So far, I have not seen a single parachute in the sky. I hope I get to see how humans play with rainbows soon. For now, I have to go back to chase some bugs. Oh, and maybe I can convince Anuja with my puppy eyes for a slice of brownie too. Oh, I have to pee too. However, I'm going to play outside now. But I would suggest you stay home for now. My other mommy, Japleen, told me humans should stay home now so that they can travel back to Bir soon. Woof woof! And that was episode number 9 for you. Stay tuned for more heartwarming stories. Stay home now so that you can travel later.